you understand the importance of sharing the beauty of the written word, donations power the Writer's Almanac and keep the poetry and history you love alive. Contribute today at writersalmanac.org/donate.
And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 10th of April, 2017. It's the birthday of Anne Lamott, San Francisco, 1954. Parents, civil rights advocates, social justice, atheists. Anne Lamott said, "I always secretly believed that there was a God. I always secretly prayed. I always found these religious kids." She said, "I was very shy and strange looking, so tense that I walked around with my shoulders up to my ears like Richard Nixon. I was very clearly the one who was going to grow up to be a serial killer or keep dozens and dozens of cats. Instead, I got funny." She dropped out of college after a couple of years, decided to become a writer. Her first novel came out in 1980, Hard Laughter. And a couple of others. She was fairly successful, but she was drinking a lot. And one day when she was really hungover, she heard music coming out of a little church in Marin City, California. She went inside to listen to the music. Published her first nonfiction book, 1993, called Operating Instructions, A Journal of My Son's First Year. She'd been sober for a few years. She was in a relationship. She found out she was pregnant, decided to keep the baby. When she told her partner, he decided to leave her. So she wrote about it in the book, her first year as a single mother and her history of substance abuse and her conversion to Christianity. Anne Lamott, whose newest book is Hallelujah Anyway, Rediscovering Mercy. It's the birthday of Paul Theroux, born in Medford, Massachusetts, 1941, author of novels including The Mosquito Coast and travel books, The Great Railway Bazaar being the best known. His most recent book, Deep South, Four Seasons on Back Roads. He spent 2.5 years driving 25,000 miles through Tennessee, Alabama, and North Carolina. Paul Theroux said the difference between travel and tourism is the difference between walking in the hot sun to meet an angry person who's going to insult me and then tell me his amazing story, and lying in the sun sipping a cool drink and reading, say, Death in Venice. The first is more profitable, the second more pleasant. Both are enlightening. Here's a poem for today by Susan Cataldo, Poem for the Family. Before I went to sleep, the soft lamplights from the tenements across the street, still in the night, resembled peace. There's something I forgot to be grateful for, but I'm not uneasy. This poem is enough gratitude for the day. That leaf tapping against the window, enough music for the night. My love's even breathing a lullaby for me. Gentle is the sun's touch as it brushes the earth's revolutions. Fragrant is the moon in February's sky. Stars look down and witness, never judge. The city moves beneath me, out of sight. Oh, let this poem be a planet or a haven, heaven for a poet homeward bound. Rest my son's head upon sweet dreams and contentment. Let me turn out the light to rest. Poem for the Family by Susan Cataldo, from Drenched, Selected Poems, published by Telephone Books and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Lumosity, with a 10-minute fit test to calculate baseline scores and training programs with 50 challenging brain games. Learn more at lumosity.com. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.